Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 338. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello!
And Jeff.
Game of the year, game of the year.
And Pete.
What's up?
And as has become custom with recordings, Fozzie will show up randomly in the middle of this episode. So he has told us to get moving without him.
And we will do just that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna skip the first category because I kind of want to hear, and it's like an individual.
Not everybody has their thing on there, anyways.
Right.
People need to get theirs in there.
There's no consensus pick, so it is.
No, I know, but I just mean because it's individual. There are only three of them, and there's at least five of us who are going to be talking tonight. So
yeah,
unless. So
I do want to hear what.
Unless somebody has had a lucky break this year and didn't actually miss anything that they wanted to play.
Oh, I have one for there, so I assume Fozzie does as well. So we're going to jump right into the Tony game of 2016.
Yeah.
There are lots of nominees.
Yeah,
there
are seven games on this list. One is prefaced by three blank spaces. So I'm gonna read them off, and then we can make a call here. Tony, of course, does not get to vote for this one, but he can give input to us if we need it here. So Civilization VI.
All right. So let us explain. I think what is the spirit of the Tony?
It's the game that kind of well, Tony is our resident strategy and war gamer. I would say that probably fits Tony best, but it's the fit the personality kind of the person there.
Okay.
So,
because this is my first year, so some of these specific categories
they're a little weird. But Tony is generally we've gone with like a strategy game that we've picked for Tony. based on what we've heard him talk about over the course of the year and what he seems most excited for, and based on our knowledge of Tony as a gamer. So Civilization VI, XCOM 2, Total War Warhammer, Stellaris, The Banner Saga 2, Hearts of Iron 4, and a couple spaces in Battlefield 1, which is completely different than the other six games on this list. So.
Is that why there are all the spaces?
I think that might be why. I'm not sure who dropped that one in there, but
it was not me.
I certainly didn't.
Must have been Jeff.
Okay, so I do have a proxy vote from Don on this. He has said he says we should go with Stellaris. He didn't get to play it, but it's a Paradox game.
It is.
There are no Europa games in there? Or?
Europa Universalis 4 has been out for a while. There were a couple expansions this year.
Okay. Or like a Crusader's Kings, actually.
Sure.
So the Paradox has three core series, Europa Universalis, Crusader Kings, and Hearts of Iron is the other one. And it had been the last Hearts of Iron game came out in like 2007. So the wait for number four was a long, long wait.
Okay. And when did that one come out? Last year?
That was this year. It's on this list.
Oh, Hearts of Iron. Oh, yeah. Hearts of Iron. I bought that.
This year, unexpectedly, Stellaris, which is their new space franchise, which is also awesome.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
It's the one that Don has said here. he said, a Paradox game in space. Sounds like a win-win situation. He said he would have picked Civ 6 for you, but Stellaris is a bit more niche. so he kind of wanted to go that route. I kind of agree with that. I remember we talked about a bunch of these games. Civ 6 didn't seem to catch your eye quite as much. XCOM 2 didn't, like, you seemed to have some problems with that early on.
Yeah,
I would have picked XCOM. I would vote for Hearts of Iron. Like, if we're talking a straight Tony game, I think that, like, needlessly complicated systems upon systems.
Needlessly complicated.
I think Tony would disagree with needlessly complicated. maybe overly complicated for those not used to playing those games.
Sure.
Jeff, you got anything here?
I have a running theory that Tony's like Game of the Year has to have like a weird or bad title.
Okay.
So usually it has to have a number and a subtitle as well, but I think the weirdest title is Stellaris, because I don't know what the fuck a Stellaris is, so I'm going to go with that.
Latin word for star, okay?
All right, so exactly. I think Hearts of Iron 4 is probably a good runner-up pick there. I don't know if we should go with a second runner-up pick here or not.
I mean, how many games are on the list?
There's a seven total.
Seven? Maybe. I don't even think we could think of a third one. I think.
Come on! There's an obvious third choice. Look at my T-shirt.
Total War Shogun.
That is kind of a definitely. You know what? Let's throw Tony a bone here, and we will highlight Total War Warhammer as the second runner up. Are moving on to the Jeff game of 2016, and much like Jeff's year, this is a random assortment of games on this list.
I thought about putting like a game on here that Jeff would obviously hate, like Call of Duty.
Yeah, right.
Because he hates this year, and so his game of the year should be something he hates.
That's not a bad.
In fact, let's do that. We're going to put Call of Duty on here right now. Of Duty. Warfare.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. So I'm going to read these off, and then we can kind of pick here, knowing that Jeff is our kind of, I don't know, like in the past it was like, you know, resident kind of happy go lucky carefree. I love everything, but this year has been very different. So he has hated everything this year. Although we will get to that in further on in this, I don't think he has hated everything as much as he says.
And I don't think that's my fault. I think, you know, put out good games and I'll like them. But well.
I think we'll get there. Dark Souls 3, ReCore, Inside, The Witness, The Last Guardian, and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Just added on. So, what do we got here for Jeff? These are six very different games.
I mean, I feel like okay. So, like the way that in this past year or so that I have gathered Jeff's taste is that he tends. To be on an island all on his own.
That's pretty true.
I would say that if you look at this list, like the one game that he's been like universally glowing about has been The Witness, and it's like the one game that he's urged us all to play, no matter what.
Also a game where you sit out on an island all by yourself.
I don't know. Looking at this list, I almost feel like ReCore is the Jeff game of the year. It's the most Nintendo-like in its existence, both in the fact that it kind of sucks and tried a couple things.
Wow. Right, so I don't think it kind of sucks. I started playing it this weekend. I think the game's actually really good. Like, actually,
I touched it a bit, and I was like,
Like, I think it controls well. It has an interesting premise. I've only played like through like maybe the first three areas, but. That game's good.
You got that sweet mid-air dash.
Yeah, like I think it controls real well. Like the platforming is fun, and there's secrets to find.
Mm-hmm. Lots of secrets, copious secrets.
But I would agree that does fit into Jeff's kind of. He does like platformers, and
he does.
It's a more upbeat platformer.
Now I do enjoy Tony's suggestion that we go subversive. With Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and that we like turn everything on its head.
I mean, Jeff has expressed a certain mood towards this year, and I think that should be reflected.
I do agree. I don't know if we can give that the win. I really don't.
It'll be a subversive runner-up.
We'll just go. I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know. If you two think that we go Call of Duty here.
All right, well, it's not Dark Souls 3.
No. I don't even remember you talking about that game, Jeff.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, to be honest, I know that, and this is no offense, Jeff, but you wouldn't shut up about it since it came out for like the next 3 weeks that we talked about it.
Maybe in my mind I just kind of lumped that in with all the rest.
Blocked it out.
But I also really am interested in that game, so I feel like I almost eliminated it from the category because of that.
It's not just a Jeff game.
Yeah.
Well, it would. Other than Peter, I don't think anyone else really likes the series here. But no. I will say this: I did play through Dark Souls 3 times in a row. So,
wow, really?
It was definitely played and enjoyed by me. Yeah. New game plus baby.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, you put your time in.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's inside. Inside it is almost like, I don't know how to describe it. Like Last Guardian, I feel like we're going to get to that in a lot of other categories.
I think this maybe is The Witness, ReCore, and Dark Souls 3.
If we don't go subversive, those are the three.
Right. If we go subversive, it's Call of Duty.
And
then The Witness.
I mean, I guess, is the Jeff game of 2016 the game that Jeff loves that none of us played? Because then I guess it is The Witness. Because none of us, like, all he did all year, this game literally came out at the end of January, all year was talking about The Witness.
Yeah, and I think I almost
vomited trying to play it, and the rest of us didn't even touch it. I mean, you played a little bit of it, Chris, right?
But, yeah. I mean, I think that the description of Jeff being on his own island and this being a game about you being on your own island, I think that works.
Fitting, yes.
All right.
So we go with The Witness and then a ReCore and Dark Souls as runner-ups up?
Sure.
Okay. This is going.
That makes me happy.
There you go, Jeff. The Witness won something, Jeff.
Last thing it'll win.
About all it's going to get. But...
Is that the only category it's nominated for? Oh, no, there's a couple. Okay.
Yeah, it's there. So Don is not here, which, I mean, he's not here. So, but we're going to go over the Don game of 2016. There are four games here. I think Tony and I can pick this one pretty well.
Two of them are vastly different than the other two.
Well, even the two shooters on here are very different from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, Battlefield 1, Final Fantasy 15. I'm Clancy's The Division at WWE 2K17. These are four vastly different games.
Yes, they are.
So the only times I was on here when Jeff was on here, I feel like it's got to be The Division, but I never really heard him talk about Battlefield.
See, the problem with The Division is Don spent a lot of time trying to convince himself that he liked it and then decided eventually that he didn't.
Okay.
But that's a total Don game right there. There you go.
I might agree with Jeff on that. Yeah. I think Battlefield 1 is the clear winner here.
Yeah. No, he plays that. I play Battlefield 1 obsessively, and he's still like 9 levels ahead of me.
That's like his personal favorite, you guys know for sure, right?
Yeah. I think it's also like the game, like, over the years, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, even Hardline, I think he might have played a little bit of.
Yeah,
anything more than we did. there's no the Destiny expansion was not good this year.
Yeah, getting real excited about that Christmas stuff, right, guys?
Yeah.
Ho ho ho.
Think Battlefield 1 and then maybe The Division, just because it kind of does scratch that itch for him.
He wanted it to be so much more than it
is. I mean, it was basically like a Destiny-like game.
And I feel that he was... And maybe Tony, having talked to Don about this, I don't know if, like... Don seemed really hyped on Final Fantasy 15 when it came out, but I have not heard much.
He has hardly played any of it.
Yeah. Fozzie's passed him in time played now. So he seemed like really obsessive on it at first, and then dozed off on that real quick. So
he loved Final Fantasy
13
so much.
13-2.
Interesting. Like all of them. He loved all of them, which is amazing and frightening at the same time.
But I check his feed all the time, and there are always WWE 2K17 clips.
Yes.
Wow.
Put a lot of them in there.
A lot of clips. So I don't know. Tony, Battlefield 1, and then the Division in WWE.
I would go with that, yeah.
All right. Fozzy not being here, and this is not really a Fozzy centric category. We've just because Fozzy is our Fozzy's our fake bro. but this is the most bro game of 2016, or the Fozzy bro game of 2016. Nominees here are Overwatch, Titanfall 2, Battlefield 1, Gears 4, The Division, and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. I'm going to read off Don's vote for this. He said that Call of Duty, whatever came out this year.
I mean, looking at this, I feel like The Division's, I don't know a whole lot about its fan base, but it seems like a fairly low-key bro game.
Maybe.
I feel like Overwatch is actually the least bro game on this list, but...
Yeah, I don't think Overwatch takes
it. I feel like just Gears of War of the nature of it being
Gears
a
of
bro
War,
shooter.
Like every bro thing thrown together.
It's like Gears of Bro.
Yeah.
I think Gears is in this. I mean, I think Don's description of this is kind of right. Like,
yeah. Call of Duty, whatever.
Call of Duty is kind of a bro game.
Oh, absolutely. No, 100%.
Yeah.
Though this may be the least bro of them so thus far.
Is Battlefield 1 the other one? Like, that game is
kind
best
of a bro game.
When you play with friends.
Right.
I don't necessarily know if it's bro, but...
I think it's they've tried to add a lot of non-bro elements to it this time around. Like, to bro it. Like the whole hero shooter stuff is gone.
Yeah. And The Division is just... I think it's a little too complicated for bro-ness.
That's what I mean.
I think this might just be Gears and Call of Duty.
Oh, no.
Now, out of those two, do we go for the most bro? Or do we go for the better game out of the two?
So, I mean, I think the other game we haven't talked about
aren't
here...
Aren't they the same?
Two, right? Like we haven't talked about Titanfall 2, but I don't necessarily feel that's a bro game.
I don't either.
No.
Nah, it's not bro enough.
Bros can't keep up.
Right.
It didn't sell to the bros, so...
didn't sell to anyone, Jeff.
Bros are like, I need Call of Duty, I can't...
Okay, now I'm gonna... Here's a last-minute pick, and I'm going to be super literal right here. Do we put Final Fantasy 15 on this list?
I mean...
Because it's literally about bros?
I mean, that's not a bad nominee. I mean, you're right. It's literally about four dudes driving around.
Fucking shit up with swords and magic.
Doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Do we I'm gonna drop it in as the nominee.
Yeah, you should. I like it. I like it.
I like it too.
All right. Final Fantasy 15 is on there. So yeah. I think we're eliminating Overwatch, Titanfall, Battlefield, and The Division.
So it's just those three then, right?
What takes this?
I don't think it's Final Fantasy 15, but I do think that
you started this.
I know, but as a good nominee, I don't necessarily... I still think Gears of War is the most bro game to ever have existed.
Yeah, but it's less bro this time, right?
Yeah, and I feel like even Call of Duty is less bro this time because like the bros rejected Infinite Warfare.
Right. Well, and
they didn't want space; they wanted
and Gears from a like it's gotten its bro kind of connotation from the very nature of of the squad, of Delta Squad in the first in the games. And Delta Squad isn't in existence now. It's JD Phoenix and his buddy, bro, but his one bro. And
but
like,
there are three giant muscly men in this game, right?
No, like the third is the third
woman.
No, no, she's a woman, but I mean, it doesn't. Is it Marcus is in this game too, right?
Intermittently, like in and out, yes.
Do you not play as him? I don't remember.
You don't play as him at all. You play as JD.
Oh, that's right. It doesn't switch.
Yeah, like it's JD Phoenix is the main character. Marcus just.
I mean, I am going
fourth on occasion, but I mean, he's also your dad. Like, and he's not very bro-y when he's in the game with you.
This is the wonderful discussion. I love this. It's true.
I don't know. I think we go Final Fantasy.
Maybe 15 Final Fantasy 15 does win. Holy shit!
Yeah, I think
the dark horse.
I just like it. It's for the literal
bro,
right? Like it's the literal literal definition of it. But.
It's a game about bro.
Thou shalt bro.
All right, Final Fantasy 15 getting a win. Didn't see that coming there.
I mean, I'm playing it right now, and I literally just watched these four dudes sit down and like eat a meal, and I'm like, no, this. We need to talk about this.
It's pretty bro. All right. Best couch-friendly game.
Now, is this just a game that's... Like, I misinterpreted this category originally. I thought it said best couch co-op.
It's kind of what it is.
And then I see a bunch of single-player games on here.
If you were to have, like, people come...
I see one. I'm sorry.
Game you play with them.
Well, which one's the single-player game?
The Witness.
Okay. Yes. That one. Yes. I think we can get into the reason that's on here. Because Jeff said
it's just fun to do puzzles next to somebody.
Yeah, like that game is literally just puzzles. So like you can sit and somebody can help you solve them. And I think Jeff like explained last week that his girlfriend like sat there and watched him do the puzzles and help him solve the puzzles.
Doing that too.
Like it seems like a game that you could play that way. But the nominees here are Overcooked, Rocket League, which came out on Xbox One this year.
Yes. So if you see it in other categories, which you will, that'll be why.
Yeah. Rock Band Rivals, which is the expansion to Rock Band 4, Gears of War 4, and The Witness.
My vote goes for Overcooked.
And I think overall,
I don't think Rocket League is a very fun couch-friendly game. Like, playing that game on split screen is very difficult.
I could see that.
And so, hold on 1 second, please.
Well, Jeff, explain Overcooked, because I don't think Tony and I played that game.
Is this the bomb game?
The what?
No, okay, go ahead.
No, that game, I still want to play that. But no, Overcooked is it's just like a cooking game, but it's designed for 2 to 4 players to sit around on one TV, on one screen, you know, no split in the screen, and try to get orders out fast enough to, you know, beat the level. I think it is like it's my choice as well. It's just a perfect couch co-op game. But I do like. Here's what I like on this list: I like Overcooked, I like Gears, I like The Witness. I don't really think Rocket League or Rock Band. Like, they could go fuck themselves. I think.
Yep.
And Fozzie's here.
Rocket League game of the year. Can we do it?
No.
Okay.
All right, you can leave now. Bye.
Bye. I've got one more piece of business to do.
Are you going to nominate Hitman for best couch-friendly game? Because that would be weird.
Nah.
You got to betray Jeff at some point somehow.
Jeff is going to betray me, I believe.
That's stab Jeff in the back.
Probably.
Do you guys
I've been waiting for my payback.
All right. Fozzie, let's get your input here. Best couch-friendly game. Nominees are Overcooked, Rocket League on Xbox One, Rock Band Rivals, Gears of War 4, and The Witness. Jeff has proposed that we go Overcooked with the win and Gears and The Witness as the runners-up.
Yeah, I love Overcooked.
I feel like, did they have a nomination on here for Lego, or was that on a different category?
If you did, it did not save.
I secretly deleted it.
Oh, you motherfucker!
No, I did not. I did not delete it. I would like to. But,
I mean, Lego Dimensions was fun. I mean, it was okay.
That was last year.
Did you guys play?
Yeah, I mean,
Chicken Horse by any chance? That was a good game.
What was that?
Ultimate Chicken Horse.
I feel you are just saying words right now that don't go together.
Never mind. Don't worry. It was a game on PC.
Ultimate. Oh, I actually thought you were just being sarcastic about another game.
No.
Making up words.
Nope.
Ultimate Chicken Shit. What is it? Ultimate Chicken
Ultimate
what?
Chicken Horse. It's chicken a really horse. Cool game, but it's fine. I'm okay with Overcooked. That's a good game, too.
Overcooked Gears 4. Yeah. Tony, good with that?
Sure.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So Overcooked for the win. Okay.
Overcooked for the win.
How many wins do we have already? What?
Fozzie, while we're still on this category, it was not nominated, but do you think I should get Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes or whatever the fuck that is?
If you're playing VR, you should.
For VR.
Well, VR, and then, like, do you have a group of friends you can play with?
I would have to, like, probably drug them and knock them out and, like, drive them to my house. But...
Oh, no, do they not like VR?
Yes, but yes.
I could totally kidnap some people.
Even my most casual friends love that game, so.
Could you play it with two people and it's still fun or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't play with your girlfriend?
That's just really kind of what I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to fucking hate each other afterwards, but you can play it. All
right.
I could definitely see you two get into a huge fight afterwards.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it would be, for that alone, it would be fun.
All right.
Next up, we have Best Multiplayer. Splatoon is not on this list, Jeff. That came out last year. Also didn't win. So we have Overwatch. We have Titanfall 2.
Okay.
Battlefield 1. We have Gears 4. We have Rocket League on Xbox One. Yeah. And we have Forza Horizon 3.
First off, that's a good list right there.
That's a very good list.
You shouldn't be, because that's a solid... All those games are solid. That being said, my vote is for Overwatch.
Fozzie, there's... The problem with Overwatch is that there's three other shooters on this list that are better than Overwatch.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Actually, I fully agree with that.
But you guys don't play PC. Like, you guys don't play...
But I played a lot of Overwatch. But I like Titanfall and Battlefield so much more.
See, I like where this is going because I get to like hear someone else's dreams be crushed in the best multiplayer game. So yes.
Okay, but did you guys have a set group of people you played Overwatch with, like a good amount?
I played Overwatch with the same games I play, the same people I play everything with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that I feel like
Don.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I enjoyed Battlefield much more with with the same people.
Overwatch for me is. Like, great because it's got something for everyone, you know? Blizzard did a great job with that as far as
making it. Has it something for everyone. It doesn't have enough for everyone.
I mean, I think it's a very good game. It's just, like, but, the hook there, though, I don't know what the hook is. Like, it kept me entertained for a little bit until, like, I found out, like, there are characters that I'm never going to play. And sure. there's no... progression system like all the unlocks are random though.
You know, I kind of hate games where like Overwatch is just okay, this is your guy, there's nothing you have to learn.
No that's not, but there's no draw, like outside of like random like give me a reason to like playing
that
to
loot,
get those cosmetics.
sweet loot.
But the loot
sucks.
Is garbage, and it takes forever to get.
Yeah, they did a great job of making people buy shit.
I also think of that, like, I mean, you guys haven't played the latest update, I assume, but, like, they added in, like, I know one of the complaints is that there just weren't enough modes. There's, like, 7 or 8 modes in the game now.
Which is great, except I needed those modes, like, months ago to keep me playing, and they weren't there.
Yeah, like, I kind of shut that game down back in, and I... And here's the other thing about this is that I still think Halo 5 is better than all of the shooters on this list. Like, I would rather go back to that. Yeah, I don't know. Jeff, where do you stand here?
All right. I don't really have a dog in this race because I suck at multiplayer games. And, you know, there's nothing like last year where I was like, Splatoon.
Right.
Here's what I'll say, though. Titanfall 2. Because it's the most fun that I had with a
multiplayer. Cut off, Jeff. Game.
All right. So I think we're split here three ways because Don's vote was for Battlefield 1. He said here it's kind of a no-brainer. DICE develops solid game almost every time. But this is it's his go-to game for like, hey, I want to play a game tonight. Like,
yeah,
play some Battle.
I don't know. The one time I played it, I really didn't like it. But besides that, I don't have any experience.
Dear God, I put 30 hours into Overwatch. You're going to tell me that this game.
Well, okay.
Do you guys play more games? God damn it!
Do you guys prefer Overwatch over Battlefield?
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, I prefer Battlefield over
Overwatch. I'm trying to figure out what like the ranking is, because for me it would be Overwatch, Titanfall, then Battlefield.
Alright, for me, based on this list, I would go Titanfall, Gears, Battlefield, Overwatch.
Okay, but we're not talking about Rocket League. And we should really
because it came out last year.
Rocket League had its time in the sun.
It deserves to be on this list.
I don't remember seeing anybody playing it.
I played a bunch of it, like
20 hours of it back when it came out, but
I haven't seen anybody play it since you know,
like it came out at a good time in the year and then other games came out.
That game has no longevity.
I still play a shit ton of it.
You don't play the Xbox One version though.
I don't know an Xbox One, but
I mean, I think Rocket League's really good. I might put it above Forza Horizon 3 on this list.
Sure. I never heard anybody talk about
that game on this list, by the way.
I'm not sure.
Jeff.
I didn't put it on.
Sure you didn't.
I never got to play the multiplayer, so
yeah, I didn't play any Forza multiplayer this time.
I really wanted to play it, but we just couldn't ever get it going. So,
and I don't know. Maybe Don dropped it on there early.
I don't remember. I don't think Don has the game.
Maybe it was me. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember Don playing it, which is one of the reasons why like I didn't really get to play multiplayer because I don't think we were able to get it working with me and Jeff, and then. The other person I would have played that with, Don, like, I don't think he played Horizon 3 this time. So, yeah, I think Horizon 3 is out of the talk here.
Sure. It could be amazing.
I really
I don't know.
I really think it's the four shooters at the top of this list. And just,
of course.
I mean, all right, if we're putting in votes, like, I vote Overwatch. My assumption is Fozzie. Is Fozzie still here?
Fozzie's abandoned you.
God damn it.
sorry. I was muted. I was going to say, can we start just eliminating? Like, so can we eliminate Gears?
We just did that.
I know, but...
We have four shooters now. We're down to the four shooters.
Okay, so can we eliminate Gears? Would anyone be distraught?
I think Gears, Battlefield, and Titanfall are all better than Overwatch.
Overwatch is both our number ones. So there's no way it's being... booted over Gears.
It's game of the year, according to Jeff Keighley.
Oh,
that's correct.
That man knows Kojima.
I think
that's reason enough for us to like cut it here.
Nah. He's bringing the game.
Jeff Keighley is a tool. You just cited the ultimate tool. The tool of game of the year.
He's
a tool. He's your tool boy.
Tool boy.
I think I'm going to throw this out, and this actually drops into a different category, but I'm okay with cutting Gears here. I think it's better, actually. Like, I think it's the second best shooter on here. I think it has the best co-op mode out of all games. Like, it has the best co-op going for it. But I'm going to read something Don wrote for – he nominated Gears 4 as his biggest disappointment.
Oh, no.
He said, the Horde mode, when all cylinders are firing right, it's the best multiplayer experience of the year. Hands down. I'm reading word for word for him. But if one part isn't in sync, it diminishes the fun. So, like, if you play it by yourself, as a solo experience, you can't play Horde by himself. Like, it's with random people. Like, you kind of want to kill people. You want to scream.
Right.
So it's like you really need a squad. And I think that our best times, like when I played with Tony, when we played with Walt, when we played with Don and Earl, we had a 5-man squad. We ran that. It was great. It was fantastic. But yeah, if you are missing a person, you add a random in there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you guys told me that one time. You just kept stopped reviving him so that way he would stop like wasting your money on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I would pick up his cog and just run around.
But yeah, so I agree with, like, I think it also has a really good co-op mode. But the competitive multiplayer isn't going to be for everybody. And because of Don's, like, I agree with a lot of what Don said about Horde. Like, I can see us cutting it here. Like, which leaves us, if we're okay with that, that leaves us with Overwatch, Titanfall, and Battlefield. So, we gotta
Here's the thing, I feel like Titanfall and Battlefield's already won something. Titanfall's gonna win something.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, okay, we'll split three ways here. So, there's gonna be no push from, no budging from any of us. So,
well, we got what? We got 5 people here. 2 for Overwatch. What are the other 3 for? I don't. What's everybody else's vote?
Me and Jeff are for Titanfall.
And Tony's got Battlefield.
Battlefield and Don also has Battlefield.
And Don voted for Battlefield.
Oh, all right, so we do have a 3-way tie.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So someone needs to switch their vote to something else. I think they'll be Overwatch.
Here's the thing: whose dreams do I want to crush more? Because I'll move around.
Eve, you love me. I've always been next beside you,
except for all those other Game of the Years.
Honestly, don't sink the ship already.
If I switch, I go Battlefield.
Yeah, there we go. Come on, Chris.
And I think if Tony switches, he goes Titanfall.
Right.
That's true.
Well, if I switch. If I'm being honest, if I switch,
God damn it, why don't you guys like Overwatch? All right, fine. Give it to Titanfall. I vote Titanfall. I'd rather see that than Battlefield.
What?
Yeah, get fucked.
Wow, and the knives just came out.
Also,
it's going to be nice and happy this year.
No.
I like that my bro game. I wasn't here for it, but you picked a good one, so.
Yeah. I snuck that in there, and about 15 seconds later, we were all like,
yeah,
all right.
That fucking fits.
Hey.
All right. So Titanfall 2 in a weird choice to win there. Out of a 3-way tie, Titanfall 2 came out on top somehow. Best remaster, remake, or reboot. We have a list here. Jesus.
Well, yeah, because it's actually 3 categories smashed into one.
Yeah, so there's a lot here. Skyrim Special Edition, Ratchet and Clank, Twilight Princess HD, Batman Return to Arkham, which is actually 2 games.
Right, but it's a collection, right?
Right, it's a collection. It's a remake of Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, Resident Evil 0 HD, Resident Evil HD, BioShock the Collection, which is an HD remake of all 3 of those games, and Doom.
Okay,
so like Doom.
Yeah.
Right?
My vote's for Doom as well.
I don't know that it fits the category.
So
really,
I put this in here only because Ratchet and Clank is on here.
It is kind of a reboot, though.
Because Ratchet and Clank is, while it's a pseudo remake of the first game, it's there's still like it's not just the first game updated like all these other games are. So I was like, Ratchet and Clank can be on here, so can Doom.
All right, for what you just said, that's the reason why my pick is Ratchet and Clank. I don't think Doom fits that. I think Doom is a new game. It's basically just a sequel. Could have said Doom 4.
No, but then Doom is a reboot then.
Is it a reboot?
I think Pete's making the argument based on the name that it's a reboot because they didn't name it Doom 4. They just named it Doom. So it's just
There's no like.
It is kind of like a reset on the franchise, right? Like, even though it's not really anything new, it is kind of just like, oh. It's not.
That's like if we put the original. If we put the Crystal Dynamics Tomb Raider on here, like, okay, it's. That was a reboot of Tomb Raider.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking. Is there like a storyline in Doom? Is there like...
There is.
A storyline is perhaps a strong word. There is lore, I guess.
Well, what in the Doom? This Doom? This Doom?
No. Throughout all Dooms.
Oh no! I mean,
Doom 3 has a storyline, but it doesn't.
It happens in hell.
Yeah,
the demons come from hell. We need to fight them back. Get them off Mars. That's the lore of Doom, I guess.
If you want to argue that this doesn't belong here, then I don't think Ratchet and Clank does, and then we can have a discussion about all these other things that say Collection and HD on them.
I don't know, but like Ratchet and Clank was very specifically stated from the developers as a remake of the original game.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so it's a remake, but Doom is still a reboot.
How is it just because it doesn't have a number? Like, if you slap Doom 4 on there, no one's calling a reboot. Like,
sure, but...
And if you want to compare it to Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider is way more drastic of a reboot than Doom is. Doom is sticking to what Doom is. It's just doing it well in HD. Like, you know...
So what do you consider to be the Lara Croft game, then? Like, Tomb Raider?
That is a drastic reboot.
Why? Like, it's still like you're in the jungle, you're hunting for tombs, and you're doing puzzles, and like, so I'm sure it's a little open world.
You're mostly shooting. I think Jeff
actually has problems with that. Like, he loves those games, but he has problems with the way they've kind of rebooted Lara Croft, like, and the Tomb Raider franchise.
Okay, but you literally just said they rebooted it, so like, I think.
Yeah, they drastically changed it. I don't feel Doom is a drastic change from what we know Doom to be. Like, it's just Doom well done well. I don't know. Like, it's tough. I know. Like, we're kind of like split.
I mean, I think we're playing semantics here. I don't care that it's on this list. Like, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, if I were going, I would probably say Ratchet, Doom, and Resident Evil Zero.
I don't really have a dog in this fight at all.
But I haven't played enough of the Skyrim Special Edition.
The Skyrim Special Edition is really great, by the way.
Yeah, so, it crashes just like the original.
Isn't Return to Arkham awful?
No.
I heard it was bad. I don't know.
Yeah, everything I heard about it was that it ran at a lower frame rate and that it actually looked worse.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Like, and Twilight Princess HD was this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, man. That's a,
Jeff is you want to make an argument for that? Like, is
no,
Skyrim,
no.
Skyrim does no. Skyrim belong on here?
I'm perfectly willing to not fight for Skyrim, not fight for Twilight Princess HD. And by the way, Resident Evil HD was not this year. It was last January, so.
Oh.
We could cross that one off, too.
Cut that out. Someone's cheating. Who's
was
cheating?
It?
Shit. Zero HD.
Pete's cheating.
Zero HD was the
no.
Zero.
I didn't vote for that.
You sure, Jeff?
So,
It was a year ago. All right, yeah. Get rid of that shit.
Almost 2 years ago. So there. I mean,
got rid of the wrong
one. Anyone else is going to fight for Twilight Princess HD? I don't think anyone's going to. Well, maybe Tony would fight for Skyrim, but I think
I'm not going to fight for anything on this list.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, okay. This is like a really
you guys are running.
All this time arguing about the nature of a reboot, and nobody gives a crap about most of these games because they're all old, games, right? We already like voted on. You guys probably voted on them.
Well, they're not though. They're not. We have Doom in there now,
right? And Ratchet and Clank. But I mean, aside from those and all the others, everyone's like, yeah, I mean, Skyrim was cool, but whatever.
All right.
Here's my argument.
Go ahead.
Let's throw an argument. All right.
Yeah, no.
I think Ratchet and Clank, the new
great
one,
argument. All right. Let's move on.
Hold on. It follows the model of what I always say is the best remake, which is Resident Evil's remake for the GameCube. It's kind of that, and it's a great example of that. The game is fucking gorgeous, and... You know, and they weren't lazy about it. They rebuilt it from the ground up, sticking kind of to what the original was, but not like it's not a carbon copy or whatever. You know, it's
right. There's just enough different with it.
Yeah,
okay. That sounds like Doom.
I'm fine with Ratchet here.
Two votes for Ratchet.
Listen, Doom is going to win the next category. So
it's going to win a lot of categories.
I love how Fozzie is like, well, we're going to get Doom on award in a second. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
I mean, I'm fine for Ratchet here.
I'm fine with Ratchet, too.
I'm good with
being a runner-up,
like, if we're going to have them on here. I don't – is there a third? Do we have a third?
Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Skyrim's pretty good, too.
Well, Skyrim. Yeah, it's
pretty
Skyrim, right?
All right, so – right, so what are we doing here? Ratchet and then Doom and Skyrim?
I'd be happy.
Oh.
Ratchet, Doom and Twilight Princess? No? All right. Yeah. I think I just heard a snort for Twilight Princess, so. All right. Moving on to best soundtrack.
Oh, God.
Yeah, buddy.
I said it.
All right. So I hear the nominees. There are six on here. Doom.
Yeah.
Mafia 3.
Yeah.
Dark Souls 3.
Yeah, buddy.
Final Fantasy 15.
It's the only game on this list I played.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
And Forza Horizon 3.
All right. I'm surprised that Firewatch didn't make it on here. That was a pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah, I guess it was. I just didn't remember it.
We can add that in.
No, that's fine. I guess Firewatch I would put in there as like one of my top three, but...
Can we throw in Hearts of Iron 4 and the fascist...
No!
No, we can.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you already heard my decision there.
It's Doom.
It is. I mean, it's...
I mean, I think the soundtrack is okay, but, like... Well, it was one of those things that, after a while, just faded into the background. And I stopped noticing the music.
I felt like I added to, like, the adrenaline rush that the game...
Yeah, exactly. It complemented the game so perfectly.
Well... I think we're probably going to eliminate like the ones with licensed soundtracks here, but
so Mafia,
Mafia 3 has a really good soundtrack for what it is, and so does Forza Horizon 3 has a fantastic soundtrack for.
Yeah,
I don't agree. I did not like that soundtrack. I did think Mafia 3's soundtrack is like, if you're going by just like licensed music, that fucking soundtrack is incredible. But
did you unlock all the stations, Jeff? That was one thing that was weird about Horizon 3 was that you had to unlock the radio stations.
I hated all of them. Except, really? Like, I think there was like a rap station that I thought.
Yeah, there was like
good.
An old school rap station. It was fantastic.
That was good, but some of like the newer stuff, I'm like, come on, is this like maybe it's just like that's what music is now? But dear God, I thought it was bad.
Get off my lawn.
Dark Souls 3. Somebody tell me about that, because I don't play that game.
That soundtrack is fantastic, especially any of the like music that is played during boss fights. Just
boss
awesome. Fight
music is really good.
Yeah, like just awesome orchestral, like epic grand music. Like,
yeah. The Abyss Knights stuff is really good. The opening soundtrack music is really good.
I actually own the soundtrack to Dark Souls 3. So.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that sounds like a
solid endorsement.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 15. Somebody want to make an argument for that? Like, so my argument against it is the best music in that is stuff that
it's old.
Yeah,
old school.
It's not the music for that game.
I mean, I can understand that. I still like a lot of the main theme a lot.
Okay.
I do too.
I think that the music played when you fight big, like the boss monsters,
right.
Like the behemoth and stuff, is really good. A lot of the music that happens when like Arden is around, the more like I don't know how to describe music. It'd be easier if I dumped a track into the thing, but I don't have one on top of me right now. I mean, I agree. Yes. I didn't put that in there thinking we were all going to account for all of the additional soundtracks that are in the game.
Well, it's like, so when I have the choice to listen to something, I think the main theme is good. Just like you, and I think that the battle music, especially like the boss music, when you're, I think it's good, but then like when I'm able to listen to other music in that game, like I want to listen to like the Nobuo Uematsu stuff from like 1 through 10.
Holy.
Like the old Final Fantasy music. It is,
right.
Like to me that stuff is so much better than anything that's come since 10. So like even if this stuff is good, and I don't think 13 had a bad soundtrack or 12 had a bad soundtrack, but like that stuff is just so iconic and so much better than anything for me at least. Like
I mean I like there's the nostalgia factor, right? And that's kind of the problem with this stuff is that like it's easy to just be like, especially since they put it so in your face that it almost like hurts them.
Right. Yeah, because it's like you can go into the gas stations and buy like the soundtracks for the old games, which is really weird.
Like, well, because, you know, this, you know, I don't know. I guess it was sort of a way of honoring.
Sure.
And what? So, and because of that, like, I really enjoy that. I mean, as you know, from these games, is it the best? No, I could probably see something more like Dark Souls winning. I mean, I love the Stardew Valley soundtrack, which I guess we'll get to in a second. But yeah.
All right. Well, Final Fantasy.
For a Final Fantasy soundtrack, I think it's really good. I think it does have some stuff that could be like potentially iconic, especially in the main theme, since the main theme sort of drives a lot of the emotional beats in the movie.
Right.
But aside from that, I guess, you know, the battle music is okay and stuff like that. So,
all right. Well, Pete, since you mentioned Stardew Valley, you want to make an argument for that? I actually really like Stardew Valley's music. So
I think, I mean, before you guys mentioned music that complements the game, and I think Stardew's music does that perfectly. Like, it's the kind of music that just lets you, like, almost puts you in that trance of, like, chilling out and stuff. And
it's very cheerful music.
Well, also because it just plays in a loop over and over and over. I love the music in it. Granted, I have not played the game a lot, but I like the music in it a lot. But it feels like there's only a couple songs, and
there's not. I don't know how far you've gotten, but like the music changes each season.
It changes each
different area you go to, like in the mines or in.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that, but I've only gotten through spring so far. So, I guess I'm incorrect there because it only seemed like there's a couple songs, and it seems like really random. Like it'll just like loop for like 5 to 10 minutes and just stop playing for a while, and then come back when it decides to come back.
Yeah,
which is maybe a good idea because if it just played incessantly,
you would want to kill somebody. It's just like, this was really good the first 5 minutes.
The songs are good though. Yeah. Like I really like they're catchy, like they're likable for sure. It's just, I don't know. I think there's better stuff here.
Fozzie, do you want to make an argument for Firewatch? Because I honestly do not remember shit about Firewatch's soundtrack.
I'm not really making an argument here as the best soundtrack. I prefer a couple other ones on this list, but to me, like, there's that very iconic moment towards the end, and then you're on this walk, and then, like, the music, it slowly just starts to filter in, and I was like, this is really cool. And, I don't know, it's a very subtle soundtrack, too, kind of probably like a Gone Home type scenario, where you might not realize that it's adding to everything, but it really does. It's kind of, the cues on it were really good, but I mean, if I can make an argument for Doom, like Final Fantasy 15 has some good, like I really enjoyed some of the songs and or the soundtrack in 15, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not even a big Doom guy, and I was just like instantly connected to the soundtrack. Like
it gets you in the mood to play it too. Like as soon as you like load it up, like, and starts playing that.
Like, fuck yes, I want to play this game. Like Stardew Valley and Final Fantasy 15. Like I think they complement it, but it doesn't. in a good way, but it doesn't give me that urge to be like, you know what, I do want to kill some fucking zombies.
I don't necessarily expect that to feel that kind of way from the music in Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah, and I want to kill some carrots. I mean, you don't...
I mean, the funny news is that actually I do think the music in Stardew Valley does exactly that. Like, it sort of, like, puts you in, like, this, like, in a way I imagine people when they play Animal Crossing.
I feel like once you're in the game, it does that, but, like, I felt that, like, even outside of playing Doom, like that soundtrack kept going in my head, and maybe that's just the way that I'm kind of wired, but it's just, like, it kind of stuck with me, and even though I didn't really play that much of Doom, I really kind of thought that the soundtrack was great because of that. I was like, man, yeah, this, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I was more of a Doom like fan, I would be all over it. Doom's not really my cup, but
sure.
That soundtrack is great.
All right, so what I'm hearing here is we're all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a proposition out here. You guys tell me what you think.
Let's do it.
Ooh. Dark Souls 3 takes this with Doom and Final Fantasy 15 as the runners up.
I can live with it.
I think, but Fuzzy, I think you're like the only one who, like, if Jeff could choose, I imagine he would choose Dark Souls over Doom.
Is Jeff Dark Souls over Doom?
My vote is for Doom, but
I'm okay with Dark Souls, and then you said Doom and Stardew.
No, Doom and Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, if you want to interject, I think Pete had a more impassioned plea for Final Fantasy than Stardew. But
sure. Yeah. No. All right.
That's two of my favorite games there. So I'm good with that.
Okay.
Are we giving it to Dark Souls?
Yeah, woo!
There's still another
fucking Jedi Mind shit on
there. All right, so best looking game.
This is a complicated one. There are so many different art styles in this thing.
Yes.
I have three that I just absolutely love in here, and this is going to be tough.
All right, so I'm going to read these off, and then we'll kind of go through them and make a plea here. Abzu, am I pronouncing that right?
I believe so. Yeah, that's the like underwater seafaring thing, yes. Right?
Forza Horizon 3, Uncharted 4, Ratchet and Clank, Gears of War 4, Inside, Final Fantasy 15, Overwatch, Doom, and Battlefield 1.
Yeah, and see, like, this is literally going to come down to, do we enjoy, like, more cartoony or more realistic-looking games?
Because not necessarily.
I think, because you look at, like, Overwatch or Ratchet and Clank, that's the other one, and they kind of have rather similar art styles. Like,
I mean,
granted, there's Final Fantasy, which is kind of like the anime art style, right? But then you have Uncharted, you have Battlefield, you have Gears, and they all kind of take that, like, we're going to go as realistic as humanly possible.
Right, and then you have artistic, like, points on it, too, with, like, Abzu and Inside.
This category, I love this category ever since we made it best looking. It's because there's always the built-in, is it technical prowess, or are we going to go for the art as well?
Right, and that's what I mean. Like, is it a literal best-looking game, like, is it, like, closest to reality?
Yes,
or
literal best closest. That's right.
So I'm going to read off Don's vote here, because he gave me a vote for this one. His vote is for Battlefield 1. He said, the visuals are simply stunning. When things are exploding, debris is flying as you run through the environment. It adds to an already thrilling experience, and his runner-up would be Final Fantasy XV. So let's just keep that in mind as we kind of go through here.
I could vote for... I mean, the two games I put on this list were Uncharted and Final Fantasy, because, I mean, Naughty Dog, like, they're top tier, like, when they come to their, like, you know...
Sure, I think Uncharted...
Realistic-looking games or whatever.
All these games are really good-looking games, so...
Let me throw something out here.
Yeah.
Throw it out.
Inside.
I'm with you on that, Jeff. Actually, so So I kind of want to eliminate some things off of here first, right? Because there's a lot of shit here.
What does nobody think they're going to vote for?
So as much as I like Gears, I think that goes.
Yeah, that seemed like the natural first choice to get out of here.
I think Forza Horizon 3 is a really, really good-looking game. I think that goes.
That was one of my three fight beloved. For that, Jeff?
Okay, I mean, I think that game on the list. It's
on a
beautiful.
Technical level, like on a technical level, it's just almost flawless all around. Like not just visually, but all around.
I think if we're going from a technical standpoint, though, I think Battlefield 1 is a better technical looking game.
Is it?
I think Uncharted is.
I'd say Uncharted. If we're going just technical, I think Uncharted might edge out Battlefield, right? Or no?
I mean,
I don't know.
In terms of like just. Battlefield looks like
there are things that Battlefield does that like you don't see in any other game.
I mean, I think Naughty Dog does the same sort of stuff, like their motion capture and
yeah. But the only thing is, all the stuff in
in Uncharted is scripted.
It's scripted, and everything that happens in Battlefield is unscripted.
When you're playing in. You're playing on the battlefield, 64 man, and you are sniping from the top of a tower, or somebody on your team is sniping from the top of like a windmill, and all of a sudden a tank like shoots like to the side of it, and that tower topples.
Yeah,
and, like you are off on the back, and you just see this like crumble down, and it looks amazing like the entire time, and depending upon where they shoot it, like. Maybe the tower doesn't topple. Maybe it topples a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Or when the airship.
That's my favorite one when the airship goes down.
And it's just this flamey, fiery fuckball that just destroys everything in your way. And it is a nightmare. Like, you don't want to be anywhere near it. And it is terrifying to see that, like, this massive blimp on fire. Landing on you, and then you die.
You die. It's true. We all died, right? There was one time all three of us died.
Yeah, we were all underneath. It's like, oh, shit, how do we get out of here? I think we had let Walt drive us.
It's always a mistake.
So, like, from a technical standpoint, I just think it's better than Forza.
Yeah.
And
you didn't
even
mention the weather.
Uncharted?
Like, the dynamic weather.
I personally and the weather changes like randomly. The fog hits.
I'm not talking about weather changes. It rains sometimes in Final Fantasy 15.
This is true. Put the top up, Ignis. Get Impromptu's hair wet. All right. So we're gonna Gears is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, what about Abzu?
That's the first game I nominated. It's right at the top of the list. It's beautiful. I just can't go to bat for other games I just love more. But like, goddamn, it's a beautiful game. Like, you're swimming around in the ocean. So
yeah, I mean, I think all of these games are really, really good looking.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to make like a categories? A impassioned plea for Doom.
I don't.
No.
That's the one game this year everyone, like, I love Doom, so don't get me wrong. But it's one game this year everyone talks about how good it is, and I'm like, is it just because I have the Xbox One version? I don't think it's that good looking, or like, I don't think visually it's that impressive.
I think almost because, like,
maybe because it's so smooth and 60 frames per second at all times.
Like, we're fighting about Doom, Fozzie.
We're not fighting about it.
No, I mean, no. We're arguing to take it off the list, and I would agree because I think that like what makes Doom like cool and fun has little to do with its graphical style.
Like, I think visually it like the monsters are cool looking. Like I just like I don't know. There are other things on this list that I think are better.
Yeah, and there are better fights to be had about Doom in other categories than this one.
Oh yeah, I'm totally yeah.
Okay, so. Jeff, Abzu gone.
I mean,
not
I guess,
gone, sure. but we're like going to kind of push it to the side. It's a really good looking game. Ratchet. We want to make an argument for
Ratchet. Ratchet just like is another Ratchet and Clank game, and they've all been beautiful. Okay. But, like,
yeah,
it's bright a great and colorful, game. But that's like saying that's like, well, it's a Pixar thing, and it's like, okay, it looks like another Pixar movie.
Right. It's gotten to a point where like,
it almost looks so good that it kind of like works against itself because they've all looked so good, but they've all looked so good in the same way.
Yeah, like Insomniac is like, it's almost just like a natural evolution of that art style. Like, it's what I remember Ratchet and Clank looking like on the PS2, and that's certainly not what it looked like, but it's almost like what I remember, like, much like Doom, it's like, this is how we remember Doom playing. And it's not like you go back and play Doom, and it's a slower game. It's not nearly as fast paced as this Doom, but it's how we remembered playing that game,
right?
And I think Ratchet looks really good, but
I'm surprised you've betrayed me here, Chris.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
I think Ratchet and Clank, honestly, dude, like on a technical level, is by far the best looking game I've like ever seen.
Okay.
Like, it's just fucking unreal. But,
I feel like Jeff's gonna die on the hill, and it's called Inside. So.
Yeah, but, like, dude, going into this, like, before I thought about it more, like, easily Ratchet and Clank. I don't know. I mean, I hear what you guys are saying, kind of, but, like, go turn on that game again, because, like, holy fucking shit, are the visuals insane on that. But.
Absolutely. No, I mean, no doubt. I just think that, like, it's another Ratchet & Clank game.
Well, if you guys say so, I mean.
Have we not deleted anything yet?
Tony's not going to fight for it. We deleted Doom. We deleted
My list is not updated.
No. I haven't deleted them.
Oh, okay. Like,
they will live on forever.
Talk about them. Yeah. I am, well, Jeff said this earlier, but he said Inside, and I think just from an artistic standpoint, that game is beautiful.
I mean, it looks cool, and I do like some of the imagery that they came up with and stuff. I don't think I would personally vote for it, but I could see why others might.
I think there's this like really beautiful art style to it, and it's different from Limbo. Like, at first glance, it's like, oh, it's another one of those. But it's like there's a way more depth to everything going on here. And the kind of like the backgrounds and how everything kind of interacts and how like they're just the depth of that game and then the artistic style on top of it seems so interesting to me. So that's where I would go with this. And then probably followed with like Battlefield.
And also I just have in my mind that it's like this lovingly crafted, like handcrafted thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not going to blow you away on any sort of technical level, but it's just someone's like heart and soul being put into this. Like, I don't know, for whatever reason that
Bill.
An edge for me. Like
now, I mean, personally, even though I love Final Fantasy and stuff, I like my vote would probably go to Overwatch because like if you consider like Blizzard's other games,
I just like to point out that you were the first person to mention Overwatch.
I know. Well, I don't know if we were going down the list or not, but no, I think like their other, you know, StarCraft, Diablo, WoW, and all that stuff. Like they all have those very similar gritty.
Yeah, this is Overwatch is much like Splatoon last year. Where it's just this bright, like, different-looking game from everything else
out there. And they have this huge cast of characters, all of whom are visually distinct. I mean, it's not easy to make almost 25 characters visually distinct in their own way and stuff that you could easily
Right, you look at them and you know who they are. Like,
right.
It's not like nobody's mistaking, like, Soldier for Widowmaker or anything like that. Like these are very distinct people,
right?
I mean,
I could imagine why it might not win. In which case, I might vote for Final Fantasy. But I think that like it seems like when people like most of what we're talking about comes down a lot to art style and not like technical prowess. So like art style wise, I would pick Overwatch.
That's not what I heard, actually.
I don't know, because like, we're talking about Inside, and we had a huge thing about Ratchet & Clank.
But Battlefield's
the exception.
Well, I think a lot of what Jeff is saying is technical side, right? Like Forza, Uncharted, Ratchet.
But even like his argument with Inside was that in spite of its technical limits.
And Jeff and I are the only ones arguing for Inside, I think.
Right.
So.
Which just makes me sad, but
yeah. All right,
Uncharted.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of like when you guys were talking about Battlefield. I could see what you're saying of why that would be better than Uncharted, because Uncharted 4 is like undoubtedly amazing looking, but it's all scripted, and Battlefield 1 is pulling off that kind of level of visuals on the fly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I think it does.
Like, I mean, nah. It looks as good.
Yeah,
and it's doing it like on a random scale.
Yeah,
like whereas everything happened at 4 is very like meticulous. And it's like very designed.
They got to work on that one explosion, that particular explosion, a million times since designing a system.
I love that explosion. That was my favorite.
All right. I'm gonna throw this out.
This is a tough category, dude.
Yeah, like I understand why there isn't, because in the end, like, it's all semantics between like
I'm okay
between best graphics and best art style, right? So like,
We should next year we should split this up.
I know I like it this way. Forces you to make a choice. What's the best looking? And I'm just saying it's particularly tough this year because like if the thing you got right this year is that they look good.
Split this. Straight and a half, because you can have, you know, Abzu and Inside and Overwatch and
I think we did have it at one point. We decided it's more interesting.
Because there only ends up being like three games in each side. Like,
all right. Well, yeah. my vote is Uncharted. With I'm okay with Battlefield 1 winning, because that's what best looking game like. When we're talking best looking, that's what I think about.
Battlefield 1.
All right, nice.
So, where else are we at here? So,
Battlefield 1 wins. Agree.
Okay. What are our runners up?
Uncharted.
Inside.
Not Inside.
Wait, did Battlefield just win? Did everybody vote for that?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
I think it just happened. Okay.
But what are our two runners up?
We can't spend 20 minutes on every category. We just eventually make
it. Yes, what are our two runners up?
We fucking will.
All right, Inside and Uncharted. Boom. Fucking runner up. There you
done.
Go. Done. Hefe gets his little miniature win with that shit game that he loves.
That was not a miniature win. It's only a win if it's a win.
What?
That's okay, though.
What is going on here?
All right,
best story.
Hey-o. All
right, now this is where I get my knives out. All
right, so here are our nominees. Firewatch.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Batman the Telltale Series.
Excuse me?
Batman the Telltale Series. Fantasy 9 on PC.
What? Who put that in
Come
there?
Come on now.
Mafia 3.
Fucked up.
Battlefield 1.
Hey, can I throw one thing out here real quick before we start any discussion of this?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely not.
Did any part of Life is Strange come out in this year?
No.
No.
God damn it.
I know.
Get fucked.
We fucking blew it then last year.
You would have had my full support behind that one.
Did. I was the only one that had played like the majority of Life is Strange last year. Fozzie had played some of it, I think.
Yeah, I played a couple episodes.
I feel like it deserves an honorary like post-
An honorary we fucked up and didn't play it last year?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Move on, Toby.
Not giving it for this year's award. I'm just saying, like let's, you know, honorary mention, Life is Strange is amazing.
Yes. So,
thank
Life
you.
Life is
Continue.
The Jeff fucked up award.
Well, I want to take these games to
to the full amount, which is Firewatch and Uncharted, and they were both phenomenal. So
I fucking hated Firewatch. So
what?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Hefe, you like Inside, and then you don't like Firewatch. They both gave you two.
No, hold on. Firewatch.
He didn't like Firewatch.
I hated it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought Hefe was agreeing.
No, Jeff was all about it.
Jeff liked Firewatch.
I nominated it. It's easily the best story I played this year because it's the only good story I played this year. Almost.
Uncharted 4 is.
I really liked Uncharted story. I think it easily is the best of the four stories.
Uncharted is just, it's the pacing is phenomenal. Like, the story keeps you engaged. It's just, it's fun. It's a great.
I think it's the first time that it actually had a cast of meaningful characters that all sort of tied around.
I wish it ended at about four chapters earlier.
I can agree with you that there are about two chapters.
Yeah. Not hating on that.
No, I'm not. Like, I just wish it ended a little bit earlier. Like, it kind of drags a bit at the end.
It does. I do think that the ending itself is amazing.
Oh, that prison scene was so good.
I don't even mean that. I just mean, like, the very, very end where, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Full fucking spoilers, I guess, right? You know, where you play as his daughter. And stuff, and, like, sort of that, like, you know.
Yeah, it was cool.
And stuff like, and it was unexpected, you know? It's not a way you expect a game like Uncharted to end, right? And that's Druckmann, obviously, right? That's, you know, they sort of do that sort of thing.
It was cool, too, that they ended with, like, a light touch, because, like, that series is a lighthearted series, and, like, everyone going in was like, Nate's gonna die. It's like, I don't think that fits. And they were smart enough to realize, yeah, that does not fit.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying at the end of the next Indiana Jones movie, they're gonna kill him off so that way they don't ever have to make any more. It's like, no, you don't have to kill a character off in order to not do a game.
Yeah, you could just end the story and properly, well, which they did. They did it right.
They're gonna do like 20 more Indiana Jones movies. So.
Right.
And probably 20 more Uncharted's, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're getting that standalone DLC next year, so
I'm actually really excited for that.
And stuff, I'm sure, but yeah.
Bye, Tony.
I think Uncharted 4 wrapped everything really well.
Wait, where did Tony go?
Franchise.
Tony just fucking gave up on us. He's like,
oh,
we lost Tony for a second.
He's here.
All right, Tony's back.
Cool.
Well,
okay, so right, I mean, we talked. Let's Chris, tell us about Final Fantasy IX on the PC.
Yeah. Final Fantasy IX is, I mean, it is from the PlayStation era of Final Fantasies. It is the best story out of all of them, and it came out on PC this year. And this was, I am normally one for stories in games, and I think this year was actually really light on good stories. We needed a nominee at that point, so I threw it in. It's a joke nominee, but Mafia 3, I think we can eliminate here. That has a really good premise, but
yeah, it's a good start. Yeah,
it's like a 30-hour game to get to like a very traditional revenge story ending. There's some good twists there. There's some good character development, but I don't necessarily think it ends up as our top three. Battlefield 1. I don't know who dropped this one on here, but
I don't know either.
Could have been me,
Tony.
It has some.
I think for a Battlefield game, it actually has a surprisingly good story. But like,
yeah, well, I mean, it has what, six different stories, Jeff?
Yeah,
five?
Well, it also, yeah, great storytelling approach.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's why,
like, they're not connected in any way. They're these one-off stories all the way through. Which makes it really interesting.
A great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there's this one that takes place in like the Alps, and are you an Italian soldier? But you are it's just two levels. Like, you are looking for your brother. Like, and it's told through the eyes of like him talking to his granddaughter, I guess.
And they're like different in tone. Like, there's that one that is mostly flying, and it's really not serious adventure game.
Like this adventure kind of story, and then there's the main one that's like, I think it's the longest one. It's the one with the tank. Like, there's some cool character moments there, and yeah, for a Battlefield game, like outside of Bad Company 2, like this is the best storytelling that series has ever seen.
Now, how does it stack up against just video, like? other video game storytelling? Like, is it just good for a Battlefield game, or is it just, or is it good?
I think it's good for a shooter, like in general.
Yeah, it's good for like a, it's good for like a military shooter, like really good, because that approach allows it to all kind of make sense. And I don't know, like it just, I don't usually pay attention to a story in a military shooter at all. I'm just, all right, I gotta go kill these people now. Like, they did a good job with it, and it's all these little vignettes that you don't have to really pay attention to for too long before they're
right. And it's like I think that's what's best about it too, is like you only spend like 3 or 4 hours. Like, it's a short story, so it doesn't necessarily need like this grand opening or this grand ending. It can just be this little like slice of life of these characters.
Yeah.
And then you move on. Like,
dude, are we talking ourselves into Battlefield 1 as the best story?
I think we're talking it into definitely being one of the three, though.
Sure. I mean, our options are unfortunately really limited this year.
I think if you look at this category, you see why Jeff has had such a sad year.
It's, as I said, like the reason I nominated Final Fantasy IX is I think this has been a terrible year for games with stories.
Yeah. Like, Dishonored 2 was, like, really bad, and I was kind of looking forward to that.
And I put Batman on here in terms of, like, a Batman story. It does some really cool things with, you know, the lore of Batman, changing it up, like, and exploring Bruce Wayne as a character, stuff you generally don't get in a Batman game. But unfortunately, I haven't finished it, so I don't know. It might, you know, take a shit.
I heard that fifth episode kind of does.
So where I'm at in it, it is great. Like everything about it is hitting on all the right notes. I think it's up there for me with like The Wolf Among Us and Tales from the Borderlands is like the best of that Telltale stuff. Tales from Borderlands is so good. I could see us cutting it just because I can't definitively say that game finishes on its promise. So
right.
So I'm thinking Uncharted, Firewatch, Battlefield 1.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's nothing else there. I'm gonna lose the Firewatch fight. So
yeah, that works for me.
But what's our winner? Uncharted.
What?
What's the winner?
I'd say Uncharted.
Uncharted.
We're good there. Uncharted, and then Battlefield 1 and Firewatch as runners-up.
Yeah.
I think that actually works pretty well. It's odd that we have a Battlefield game as ours.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Let's throw Call of Duty in there. We've got to.
Yeah, it was a bad year. There's not a lot of great stories this year, but I really don't think we should diminish. Like, I think they did a great job.
Yeah, no. It's really good. Like, I don't want to knock that at all, because it is a very good, you know, campaign. All right, biggest disappointment. This is the longest list going here.
Hey, it further proves my point that this year sucks. But okay.
Wow.
All right. So here we go. Call of Duty: Infinite Warfare. No Man's Sky, Mafia 3, Star Fox Zero, all of 2016.
It's so hard to believe that I forgot that Star Fox came out this year. I thought that was last year.
Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Dishonored 2, Firewatch, Street Fighter 5, Pac-Man Championship Edition DX2, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, Super Mario Maker for Nintendo 3DS. XCOM 2, Gears 4.
Can I add one more? Yes.
Sure.
It is Paper Mario Color Splash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it on sale. Not great.
Not great. Oh, no.
All right. I think we can eliminate all of 2016.
I think that's the winner.
I had the best gaming year ever, so.
Hey, yo.
Vetoed.
But no, okay, sure, whatever.
All right, so getting down to business. All right, is Call of Duty really
no
Call the of biggest Duty disappointment
on this list? It was. I heard it was decent.
Well, the other thing is, like, that series has been in decline for a long time.
At best.
So even if it was really bad, yeah, it would be hard.
I mean, I could see that because you shouldn't expect much from that series anyways at this point.
Yeah, it's not a disappointment. It's just it is what it is.
It's Call of Duty, and it's Call of Duty getting worse progressively.
Yeah. We could take out Mafia 3. Again, that's not really a disappointment, I don't think.
I think Jeff would argue with you on that.
I was disappointed pretty bigly.
You're disappointed?
Bigly. Did I just say bigly?
You said bigly. Yes,
all
Donald.
Right. Let's leave Mafia 3 for a second. Star Fox Zero.
That's pretty bad.
Is it the FA thing? FA, you can't just nominate 16 things on biggest disappointment. Start cutting the fat.
I'm disappointed in Jeff's nominations here.
I mean, I guess nobody was really expecting great things out of Star Fox, but like, it's just super disappointing for Nintendo to put out a product.
I was disappointed in Mankind Divided only because it didn't get me like kind of sucked in like the other one did.
I would totally. In fact, that would be my pick from this list.
I second that.
I was so excited for this game. Deus Ex, the previous one, was just so good. I wasn't
like disappointed that much in it.
It's really weak compared to the first one.
I'm glad it's not just
off my top ten. Well,
I think let's keep that.
Okay, for sure.
Dishonored 2. Pete's the only one that really played it.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't know much about the Dishonored, so...
Were you super, like, is it one of the top three?
I feel, I'm in an outlier, apparently. I mean, people are putting it up as their goddamn game of the year in places, and I'm just like, I don't think we played the same game.
Well, I didn't like the first game, and I was confused as to why everyone loved it.
I enjoyed the first game, at least, and I thought the world they built was cool. The world they built this time is kind of boring, and, like, the story just, like, asks questions it doesn't even try to answer later on, and so I don't know. I mean, compared to, let's see what else is on this list here. I mean, I think there are bigger disappointments than Dishonored 2.
I mean,
like I would cut that over something like Street Fighter.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Like, is there another game on this list that you would keep here? The Street Fighter 5. All right. Firewatch. I think, Pete, you're the only one that was really super disappointed in it.
Considering how everybody was hyping it up, I expected something, and I got a whole lot of nothing, so... All
right. But I think, like, Fozzie, myself, and Jeff liked it.
I loved it.
I mean, for me, personally, Pac-Man Championship Edition DX2 was super disappointing. But I don't think anybody else here gave a shit about that game, so...
True. Saw the writing on the wall there, buddy.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Oh,
anybody else? Can see that.
I detest Mirror's Edge on spec.
I never even played it, so I don't know.
Okay, so we're gonna shelve that to the side. I don't think any of us played Super Mario Maker for Nintendo 3DS, which is disappointing in itself.
I mean, yeah, I heard it was pretty bad, but
like XCOM 2. Tony, does that belong on the list?
I didn't put it on there. I would say its launch was pretty disappointing.
I think I put it on there.
But the game ended up probably where it should have been. I don't know.
Okay. Don added Gears 4. We kind of went over it when we were talking about best multiplayer. I'm not sure that we get any traction there with that, though.
Nope.
Yeah, not... It's fine. From what it sounds like at least
right, and
X. What about No Man's Sky? What are we talking about there?
Yeah, that's a big one too.
Are we disappointed in No Man's Sky, or are we disappointed in our expectations for the game?
Yes.
I mean,
what's the difference?
I think going forward in future years, we could call this the No Man's Sky Award. Like, that's how big. I mean, it's got to be in the final three at the very least.
I think my disappointment like started to wane a little bit as we got closer, but that game had some lofty expectations that didn't hit any of them.
Well, I think some of that problem was like the developers went out there and said that we were going to get certain things and that wasn't there when it launched. And
the fact that, like, afterwards they just kind of went, like, fucking silent
for months. And, like,
Well, that's part of the disappointment. That's part of the disappointment because it makes you feel like you got scammed. Where it was like, they got your money.
Literally scammed. Put in a Kickstarter, you got your shitty fucking toy, and you're like, wait a second, this isn't what you advertised at all.
This thing's broken. Gotcha. And then they're just silent on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's part of it for real. Like
that and Deus Ex are definitely up there. I would even type teeter more towards No Man's Sky just because of how lofty those expectations
are. Well, not just that, but just also how spectacularly it failed at meeting any of them. Like he was like it could have been like a Destiny level shit show, but it was
Destiny.
But like, at least on Destiny, Destiny had a base a base of good gameplay. Regardless,
there was some
mechanics were good in Destiny.
That is very true.
Shooting things in Destiny is really good. Like it's shit level design. It is shit.
Like story and lore. Yeah,
there's so much shit in Destiny, but the general act of what you do in that game is actually still fun. I don't think anything in No Man's Sky was fun.
Yeah. Now did any of us ever go back and play the patch?
No.
No.
I mean, it's not necessarily about the patch, but
that game. All right, let's take all the hype and everything away from that game. That game's still disappointing just as a game that you do nothing about and someone that's weird.
It's still just a really shitty game.
Yeah, you would be for an hour or two going, oh man, this is. It also has this awesome like roller coaster ride of, oh man, this is really cool to. Wait a second. Man, this game fucking sucks.
Also, all the planets surrounding me all look like garbage. Like, I don't know why. your home planet should have looked spectacular. Like, they gave me the most fucked up planets, I swear to God, just in that solar system. I was like, I don't want to keep going to these shitty ass planets.
And you have to, because you have to go and get resources and shit. Get the fuck out of that solar system.
The fetch missions and all that bullshit. And those little Reaper things that would hurt you if you started taking too many
the Sentinels.
Yeah, where are you? Why are you here? Get out of here. Let me mind my stupid shit. All
right, so I think No Man's Sky wins this.
Now, when Deus Ex is on there, I personally feel like Street Fighter is the last one.
And I kind of agree with you. Out of all the games we talked about this year, that was the one you seemed most disappointed in.
Well, just because going in, no one ever thought it was going to be this bad.
I could see it.
Street Fighter,
It's Street Fighter. They're a PS4 exclusive. They got all this stuff, and then they just they launch without their store. They launch without their story mode, and they expect everybody to still pay $60 for this game, and stuff. Now, I mean, have they made good on that? Now, is it a game worth buying now? Yes, and I think that's the reason why it doesn't win as opposed to No Man's Sky. Right, is because No Man's Sky put out one update, and it's kind of okay.
Right.
Street Fighter, Capcom fixed their game. All the story modes there, the stores there, they changed a couple of things, and they made good on the premise of the game by the end of it. It's a fighting game with an arcade mode, a story mode, challenges, and, it's Street Fighter sequel.
Alright, so we're going No Man's Sky here with Deus Ex and Street Fighter.
I'm excited about the next category, by the way.
Good. The next category is going to be interesting.
Biggest surprise.
Yeah.
We got six nominees here. Doom.
Okay.
Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Hitman.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
Pac-Man 256 working on console. And The Last Guardian.
So
Last Guardian was kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
Well, I feel like the reason I put Final Fantasy on here, at least, and the reason I imagine Last Guardian's on here as well, is that those games started development at the same time, came and spent 10 years sitting in development,
and
no one expected them to be there now.
They're both pretty good.
They're both decent games.
They're playable. They're fun. They may not be top tier, but we expect it. The last time this happened, we got Duke Nukem Forever, right?
Exactly. that's why I nominated The Last Guardian here. I actually think maybe the three at the top are bigger surprises, but
yeah.
So
yeah,
What are the three at the top again? It's Doom, Pokemon Go, and what else?
Pokemon Go and Hitman.
Yeah.
Really? You think that, like over, like, games that were in
over games that
for
were
10 years?
And given huge resources to develop a, like...
how long was Doom in development? I think the actual cycle for this was a couple years, but, like, it had been...
About 6 years.
It had been, you know, thrown out and restarted. Like, it had a long...
Since Rage. They had been working on this since Rage.
Yeah.
Right. And I totally see it as a game worthy of winning this category. Absolutely. Why is Hitman the biggest surprise? Like, did anybody going... Like, is it just that it was as entertaining as it was? Because, like...
It was a series in decline, and on top of that, the...
Wasn't it in decline? Like, Absolution was
really good.
I don't think it was really bad, but decline. I mean, Absolution... I mean, Tony played it, and he really liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the gameplay. I thought...
And Absolution scored really well. Like...
I did hear a lot of people who are fans of Hitman said, though, like, it didn't feel like Hitman totally. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
It did go away from the more hard.
Also, the episodic nature of the release, everyone thought that was, like, uh-oh.
Right, I think that's more the surprise, right, is, like, that they split it up and they made good on it, and it actually turned out to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Doom, like, kind of, like... For me, the fact that, like, I played that beta, and...
There was a beta for Hitman?
No, for Doom.
Oh.
For Doom. I played the Doom multiplayer beta, and I was like, this game is gonna be shit.
I still forget that game has multiplayer sometimes.
Right, because it's non-necessary, but, like, that multiplayer beta was so garbage that... And then they didn't release the game to critics early, and it came out, and I was like, holy fuck, this is amazing.
It's actually good.
To me personally.
Like, I remember you guys kind of laughing that I was still going to buy it blind. Like, I'm like, it's not going to be very good. Like, you're fucking crazy. Luckily, it turned out okay for me for once. But, yeah, going into it, everyone thought it was going to be shit.
It's true. I had no hope for that game.
Also, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see why that's there, right? Like, nobody expected it to be the gargantuan success that it was. Now, granted... Is it still that way? No.
No, but I mean, this isn't like, did it have the longest tail? Like,
No, I know.
It's like the biggest surprise. Like, holy shit, this is actually like, this is something.
You know what?
And maybe it wasn't.
It was. Dude, it's my vote because I never expected to play like, to spend like 3 months of my summer playing
geocaching.
A mobile game.
Right.
Yeah, like I never in a million years thought, like I knew the game was coming out. I never knew, I guess I realized it would be popular, but I never knew it would be that big of a hit. And I'd be
you were surprised by
weirdos.
That's though, like, I mean, we literally
I never thought,
end
dude,
the world.
Dude, that game captured the nation in a way that no game ever other has. Like,
captured the world. Like,
yeah, like. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Like, just, dude, like, I was on vacation when that game came out, and, like, every fucking city or whatever I'd be stopping in, you're running into fucking people playing that game. Like, it was just, it was a phenomenon, dude. Like,
it's hilarious. It is hilarious that is the thing.
And it was, like, a positive force, in I think, in this year, which just did not have a lot of that.
Yeah. Right, that, and, I mean, it was a feel-good story for a good, you know, 6 weeks or so.
I kept playing it for like 3 months, dude. Like, I was all about that till summer ended. I was all about Pokemon Go. So that's my personal vote. Although, like, there's a lot of other ones on here I could totally see why people would
choose. I mean, I would be okay with it. I understand. I feel like Hitman is, I don't know, I think a surprise. I feel like going into it, everybody was like really excited. And then that first episode came out and everyone was like, okay, yeah, it's good.
People were not excited.
Yeah.
People thought episodic Hitman was going to be...
Was a terrible, terrible idea.
Well, and then they changed it, like, and then, like they
there, there was all the controversy around a bunch of decisions they made.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, like, it was almost like, seemed like it was canceled for a moment, like, and then they were like, oh, no, it was like, we're going back to this episodic structure, and you'll be able to buy the whole thing, and It was weird. Like, the whole release of that was
That's right, yeah.
I don't know.
I still think one of these 10-year games has to be on here. Like, there's no reason that it, like, both of the, like, two games that were in development that long could turn out as well as they did, like...
But no, that's, like, that's like putting them together. But, again, those games had huge resources. Like, those are flagship franchises.
Okay. I mean, Hitman had Square Enix backing, like, just like Final Fantasy did.
It's not the same, though.
But Hitman wasn't in development for...
10 years.
Right.
Right. I mean, how many people keep a game in development for 10 years?
And so, and I've read a little about this, and the game itself wasn't into the, like,
I don't know. Really focused on
what you got here.
I think we should start voting on
it. The last 3 years.
In terms of Final Fantasy, you mean?
In terms of Final Fantasy, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Just in terms of the
I think The Last Guardian is a bit more miraculous.
Sure, and I mean, yeah, I mean, when you, like, either of them, I would accept. I mean, Ueda left for a while and stuff, and then Sony brought him back, and... Then every studio under Sony's purview, like under the sun, came and worked on this game. And
I mean, I'm
also fine. We want to talk about a game that everybody looked at and was like, "This game's going to come out, and we're going to wait 10 years for total."
Let's start eliminating some of these.
Well, what wins this? Like,
yeah, what's your vote?
I think Pokemon Go wins
this. Vote, y'all.
I mean, for me, it's Hitman, but it doesn't seem like that's going to win.
I would vote Doom.
All right, I think I'm going to go with Jeff and Tony on this. I think Pokemon Go probably wins.
Okay.
Fair. All right. Well, so then, what are like? Because so Pete's saying Doom, that was would have been your first place vote, and Fozzie's saying Hitman. So I think there are backups here. Like,
oh well, I mean, if you got the three of you voted Pokemon Go, right? So I mean,
right. Well, Pokemon I'm trying to find like the two runners up. Like,
oh, I mean, I think like Last Guardian or Final Fantasy probably more than Doom.
No,
wait,
Hitman,
did Tony
Last Guardian?
Tony voted for Pokemon Go.
Hitman, Last Guardian.
I haven't heard Tony say a word in like 20 minutes.
Tony, what? He's been talking the whole time.
Tony just said Pokemon Go.
Tony, yeah, said Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Did you still not hear?
What the fuck, dude?
Chris.
Clean out your ears.
Yeah. Hitman and Last Guardian. Is everyone okay with that? Someone else?
Yes.
Eyes have it. There you go. Move on.
Done.
I heard nothing, honestly.
I'm in favor of what Fozzie just said.
Okay. All right. Most improved sequel. Titanfall 2.
Okay.
Hitman.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1. Final Fantasy 15. Doom. NHL 17. Uncharted 4.
Is NHL 17 Dawn? No.
No, that's me.
That is you. Okay, fair.
Pokemon Sun and Moon. I think
Titanfall 2. Pokemon on here.
You did?
Obviously
that much better.
I think that it. Yeah, I think it's significant. Like Pokemon X and Y was like the game's first venture into the like into 3D, but that's all that game changed. It was still just a regular like just like the other ones. Pokemon Sun and Moon like. Changed up the formula that had been the same game, same for like the past 20 years.
But is it? I mean, is it that different?
Pete? It's not. It's like, not all that different. I think you're exaggerating like, some of the differences.
Like, I mean, like, I do like. I don't. I think the Z powers are pretty cool. Different, but like, I still think you're still going kind of like you're not going to the gyms anymore, but you're doing like these trials, which are basically the gyms, right? Like.
Not necessarily, because not all the trials are battles and stuff like that. They require other things in the game. I mean, it doesn't need to win. Just
no. I mean, I mean, that's why we put these on here so we can talk about them. Like, and I mean, I do think it's an improvement over X and Y. Like, I mean,
would I vote for it to win this category? No.
I'm playing it, so
but I put it on there because I did think it was an improved sequel.
I like Sun and Moon a lot. Uncharted 4. Next to 3, it is a huge improvement.
Right? Yeah. I hated 3. Absolutely hated 3. It sounds like 4 is better.
3 was terrible. 4 was incredible. But it's Naughty Dog, though. It's like, you knew that this was going to be a good game.
Okay. Well,
Okay, well, but again, we're not voting for biggest surprise, right?
Right. This is most improved sequel. So
I mean, all of these games had really good predecessors, with maybe the one exception of Doom.
Okay, fair. Most improved from the previous game.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean,
if you're talking about that, then yeah.
That's why I don't think Titanfall 2 belongs on.
Because the first game was really good.
First game was really good. I don't know.
No, dude, it totally fits.
It was our game of the year.
I don't think it does, Jeff.
The first one was missing half a game.
That doesn't. No.
But it's
worth it based on just the matter of it having.
The half of the game for this, like the other half, the half that, like you said, that, you know, the half of the game that you said it was there the last time, I think is not as good. I think it's still really good.
Oh, okay. I guess I could see that.
I think that I think the maps are worse. I think they changed some things about the Titans that maybe doesn't work quite as well. I love the single player, and I think that's a great improvement over, like, I think, like, surprisingly, that fucking single player works. But I'm not sure
it's one of the best campaigns of the year. And yes, it's a totally agree. Game with no campaign, you know. So I hear what you're saying as well. So I could see that.
Battlefield 1 is way better than Battlefield 4.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the one.
Final Fantasy 15 is way better than Final Fantasy 13.
Also true.
Right. Obviously, we can't count 14.
That's what's my quote game. From last week? I had more fun in the first 20 minutes of 15 than I had in my entire playthrough of 13.
Right. And 15, has no right to be as good as it is in terms, you know, right? Especially compared to a game that only. I mean,
this is a.
13 was in development for a very long time as well, but.
What was that, Fozzy?
I'll just say that this is a hard group because Absolution Herd was okay. And
Absolution was great.
And what?
Absolution was great. I enjoyed that game thoroughly.
But I also think, like, we can, I mean, I wouldn't make the argument. I know Fozzy would make the argument, though, that, like, the episodic nature improved it for him, I guess. I don't necessarily agree with that, but.
I think what you guys are saying is, like, Final Fantasy and Uncharted.
And Battlefield.
Battlefield. Those would have to be like three.
I think Doom is really good, but I think Doom 3 is a pretty good game too.
So and I would have to go Final Fantasy 15 only because I played and beat Uncharted 3. I didn't beat Battlefield 4, but you don't really play the campaign that. I played a good amount of the multiplayer.
I think Battlefield 4, I think for Battlefield, and I'm not saying this is, I'm going to just make an argument for Battlefield here. But Battlefield 1, its single player is good.
Yeah.
The campaign is good. Yeah. And the fact that its multiplayer worked.
Uh-huh.
And, like, remember when Battlefield 4 launched? That game was broken for 2 months.
That's right.
Yes. Yep.
Like, it was literally not working.
Okay. Yeah, I stopped playing and never came back.
As someone who's never played Battlefield, my vote goes to Battlefield 1. Just because.
What?
I trust y'all. I trust you guys. And
I mean, I wasn't saying that's where I was voting. I was just like, that would be my argument for Battlefield 1, though.
Yeah.
This is a game that released that it worked.
Yeah.
It was considerably better than its predecessor.
Final Fantasy 13, people didn't even get past like an hour.
Yes. No, totally agree with that, too. Like, as you know, as Tony said.
I mean, I like 13 quite a bit. But I totally, at the same time, I understand all the complaints. Like, I just had different needs from that game.
I think Uncharted 4 definitely belongs here as well, because.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Uncharted 3 was complete dog shit, but.
No, I just didn't like it as much.
It's a nice polished game.
Easily the weakest of the series.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is between Battlefield 1 and Final Fantasy 15, right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would vote 15.
I go 15 as well.
How about Tony?
And I think I got to go with Battlefield 1.
Okay. Chris?
You're probably the deciding vote.
Did Tony answer or was he silent?
I don't know why you can't hear Tony. I think you need to call and reconnect.
Well, I'm gonna have to, you know, re-enter before we start the next episode or something. We'll take a little breather real quick.
We'll just exit out and come back in like I did.
I'm going to,
but we're at near the end here for this one, so.
Ooh, I hate you guys. I'm making me fucking choose here.
Go Battlefield.
Go Battlefield so Hefe becomes the starting vote.
I like it when Hefe is sad. Make Hefe sad.
Then you should have voted for Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, wait, damn. Never mind.
Yeah. I think I have, just because of the argument I made for Battlefield 1, I think I have to go with that.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Final Fantasy 13 was operational.
I mean,
I didn't hate it. Like,
Hefe said Battlefield, so it's Battlefield.
Yeah. And then Final Fantasy 15 and Uncharted, right?
Yes.
All right, so that, let me run over the winners.
We got one more award.
Oh, no. We've already given that award, but we will announce it officially. The Jeff Fucked Up Award of 2016 is Life is Strange.
Also, next year, I'd like to see one, like, game you wanted to play but just didn't have enough fucking time.
Oh, that's right. We skipped that one. Yes. You were right. We skipped that. We're waiting on. We do have one more. You were right, Ozzy. The 2016 game we wish we got to play, but didn't because reasons. Fozzie, so I'm going to read off what Pete has here, and I'll read off what the three we have, and then I'll give mine, and Fozzie can give yours. Pete, you have Dark Souls 3?
Yeah. It came out in April, and I think that was like a couple weeks later Uncharted was coming out, and so I knew that's what I was going to save my money for, and I had Bloodborne, and I wanted to finish that before I got to Dark Souls 3. I didn't wind up finishing Bloodborne, it was just a combination of goals that I had set for myself in Uncharted coming out, and I was just like, I'll get to it. I probably will be getting it in about 5 days for Christmas. So
cool. All right, Jeff, Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I mean, I make as much of an effort as I can to play everything that people are talking about. Or I have even the slightest bit of interest in, and that one just slipped through the cracks this time. So.
There was a lot of stuff in October and November, so
yeah, I will play it at some point though.
I want everybody to know, speaking of Final Fantasy 15, I'm fighting this fucking mountain turtle. I've been fighting it for about an hour now.
Is that the tortoise that you have to beat?
And I'm a third of the way through its health.
Game cool. of the year.
And I made it.
Tony, Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, I found the first game to be, you know, tolerable, and the fact that they say that this game fulfilled the promise of
great points, Tony,
of Watch Dogs, makes me want to give it a shot. And it's actually in the mail on its way to me right now. So
nice, nice.
I will play it soon.
Mine is Dishonored 2. I have it; it's here on a shelf. But there's so many games at the end of the year, and I just did not get to it, unfortunately. It's the one kind of big glaring omission, along with Watch Dogs 2.
I could have put Watch Dogs 2 on there as well, but we only chose one game, and Dark Souls 3 was probably more important to me.
All right, Fozzie, what do you got here?
I'm going to go with Horizon 3. I love Forza series, but I was so close to getting it when it was $20, and then everyone was like grabbing it, and then I grabbed it, and they said, no, fuck you. We're not giving it to you. I was like, God damn it. There's like a something. Was it Target or something? They were giving them.
Their website was like screwed up and you could get it for whatever.
Yeah. It was like glitched.
It's pretty cheap right now. You can get it for. Do you have Gamers Club on Best Buy?
Yeah. I'll probably grab it very shortly. But
you can get it for like $23.
You
right
should.
Now.
Oh, that's pretty good price, yeah.
All right, well, let's hold off on this Game of the Year podcast. I'll be back.
All right. All right. To recap, the Tony game of 2016 was Stellaris, with Total War Warhammer and Hearts of Iron 4 as the runners-up.
Good work, Tony game.
The Jeff game of 2016 was The Witness, to signify Jeff's loneliness on his own island. Along with ReCore and Dark Souls 3 as his runners-up. The Don game of 2016 was Battlefield 1, with Tom Clancy's The Division and WWE 2K17 as runners-up.
There.
Fozzie Bro Game of 2016 is a literal game with bros. Final Fantasy 15.
Followed by is real.
Gears of War 4 and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Best couch friendly game was Overcooked with Gears of War 4 and The Witness as runners up. Best multiplayer was Titanfall 2 with Overwatch and Battlefield 1 as runners up. Best remaster, remake, or reboot was Ratchet and Clank with Doom and Skyrim Special Edition as runners up. Best soundtrack was Dark Souls 3 with Doom and Final Fantasy 15 as runners up. Best looking game was Battlefield 1 with Uncharted 4 and Inside as runners up. Best story was Uncharted 4 with Firewatch and Battlefield 1 as runners up. Biggest disappointment this year was No Man's Sky with Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, and Street Fighter V as our runners up. Our biggest surprise was Pokemon Go with Hitman and the Last Guardian as runners up. And the most improved sequel was Battlefield 1. With Final Fantasy 15 and Uncharted 4 as runners-up. So we'll be back to go over our top 10s and officially come up with our overall top 10. So join us shortly.
I'm going to get fucked up on that episode. Just you wait.